So imagine someone's first week in the hearing aid center. They're looking at the schedule and thinking it's basically just a calendar. Find an open slot, drop the appointment in, done.
Right. And that's exactly where the confusion starts. The schedule isn't just a calendar. It's a system with real constraints. And the biggest one, the one that changes how everything gets planned, is that there are only three booths.
Three booths. That's it.
That's it. And those booths aren't just rooms. They're soundproofed testing environments. You can't do a hearing test without one. You can't do a fitting without one. A retest, booth. Ear impressions, booth. So the key idea is, before anything gets scheduled, someone needs to ask three questions. How long does this appointment take? Does it require a dispenser? And does it require one of our three booths?
So not every appointment needs a booth. That's the part I want to make sure our listener really absorbs.
Exactly. Think of it this way. A clean and check is 15 minutes and needs no booth. Same with a pairing appointment, a loss or damage visit, or a basic service call. Those happen at the front counter or a workstation. A pickup is usually 15 minutes and also no booth, unless there's reprogramming involved, in which case you'd allow around 30.
So those appointments are almost invisible to the booth system.
Mm-hmm. They use a dispenser's time, but they don't touch the booths. That distinction matters enormously when the day gets busy.
Okay, so walk through what happens when someone ignores that distinction. Like, what does a scheduling failure actually look like?
Suppose it's a Tuesday morning. Three dispensers are working. Someone schedules a hearing test, a fitting, a retest, and an ear impressions appointment, all starting at 9. That's four appointments, all of which require a booth, and there are only three booths. One of those members is going to show up, and there's nowhere to put them.
And that's not a staffing problem. It's a booth problem.
Exactly. You could have four dispensers available, and it still doesn't help. The booths are the bottleneck. That's why listeners new to this role need to stop thinking about the schedule as just who's free, and start thinking about it as a system. Available dispensers, available booths, appointment duration, and whether the appointment actually needs booth time.
Right, but how? How does someone actually track that in real time?
You look at the schedule and mentally flag every booth-dependent appointment. Hearing tests are 75 minutes each. That's a long booth commitment. Fittings and retests are 60 minutes. Ear impressions are 30. So for any given hour, you're counting how many of those are running simultaneously and checking that number against three.
And a useful planning reference. I've heard roughly two hearing tests per dispenser per day. Is about the right workload?
That's a good rule of thumb. And around 9 or 10 fittings or pickups across the whole day. Those aren't hard caps, but they give someone a sense of when a day is getting full. The actual check is always against the real schedule.
Now, what about consultations? Those seem like they'd need a booth, but maybe not always.
Consultations are interesting. They're 30 minutes, and they commonly use a booth, especially when a dispenser needs to review test results or demonstrate something. But they're a bit more flexible than a hearing test or fitting. If the booth situation is tight, a consultation might work at a workstation. The harder commitments, hearing tests, retests, fittings, ear impressions, those really can't flex.
What about the hearing test itself? For someone listening who hasn't seen one yet, it's not just put on headphones and raise your hand, right?
Not even close. The 75 minutes includes the member completing medical history, hearing history, a hearing needs assessment, lifestyle information, all of that before the actual testing begins. Then after testing, the dispenser discusses results and hearing needs. For example, a member might mention they struggle most in noisy restaurants or that they want something nearly invisible. That context shapes everything about what gets recommended.
So the intake is almost as important as the audiogram.
More important in some ways. The audiogram tells you the degree of loss. The intake tells you what that loss is doing to someone's actual life. A dispenser matching a hearing aid to a person's lifestyle, rather than just a number on a chart. That's the whole point of spending 75 minutes on it.
So the takeaway for anyone building that scheduling instinct: every time an appointment comes in, the first mental check is booth or no booth.
That's the reflex to build. And remember, it's not just does this type of appointment usually need a booth. It's if I add this right now, do I still have a booth available for it? Three is the ceiling. Next time, we'll get into the shorthand that makes all of this communication faster. the abbreviations and notations the whole department runs on.